Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
Zuzi on the track.
Welcome to the Ron D Global Internet Radio Show with your host, Ron D, and Acacia coming up real fast, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we want you to know, we want you to put it out there on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. The call-in number, 347-843-4559. That call-in number right now where you can be part of the show with Ron D and Acacia, 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, you can follow Acacia and Ron D on Instagram. They'll tell you more about that a little later, ladies and gentlemen. But welcome to the Ron D Global Internet Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. We want everybody out there to put your hands together as we open up their mics for another powerful, powerful show. Welcome, everybody.
What's up? Nice to have back for a major comeback.
We've been gone for a month.
But yeah, how y'all doing out there, people? I'm coming live here from Kennesaw. I'm with my lovely host, Acacia, and this your boy, Run D. We're going to hit y'all with that KSU news, then we're going to talk about that real-world news, and then we're going to talk about our topic today. And our topic is, if somebody proposed and the person says no, is the relationship still on? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. All right, so first we're going to get in this KSU news. First off, we're going to say that the culinary program at KSU is under investigation because they're trying to get rid of it, but they haven't signed the papers and everything, and the dean of the college is stating that they're trying to get rid of it, but Professor Mr. Brown, I remember having a class with him, he stepped up and said that y'all haven't sent any papers out saying that it's officially done.
What class you took with Mr. Brown? You took a culinary class?
Yes, I took a culinary class. It's the alcohol class.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
I forgot.
It was a big class, but I had him as a professor, and he stepped up about the culinary program because he's really passionate about it, and he wants it to stay. So basically, they're trying to get rid of it, and they announced this in October 2017, and it's now coming to the light that they haven't officially said they're going to get rid of it yet. So basically, if there are culinary students out there that is graduating in spring 2021, they're able to go along with the program, but if not, they're out of luck.
I mean, the program is new. Still, they just made that program, like, I don't know, 2 years ago?
I know,
like,
but basically, they have to basically sit with their advisor and sign a contract saying that they have to graduate in 2021.
I don't have time for that. People are trying to graduate and get jobs.
And that's kind of jacked up. So basically, they're trying to take the culinary program and move it to the cold business program and take over it with that.
So they're going to put culinary with business school?
Yes.
Well, if you want to go to culinary school, I suggest you go to another school with the actual major, because Kennesaw ain't it.
So, yeah, I'm sorry for you. Hope you find a good career with the culinary program, but they eventually going to get rid of it.
And to all the culinary students that's still here, good luck in the future finding jobs and starting businesses and all of that.
Like I said, minor setback for a major comeback. Anyway, so next, we're on spring break this week. So, you know, we turning up. And
I'm turning up at the job, working.
Yeah, but, you know, you turn up when you get off because you ain't got class.
True.
So, basically, I seen in the newspaper for KSU that they said that college students mostly spend $1 billion every year on spring break going to the beaches.
I can believe it.
And they said Panama.
Trips to Miami.
Right. And they said Panama City, you know, remember Panama City used to be hot until they stopped the alcohol thing on the beach.
True.
But they said people were spending at least $1,474 just on that trip alone. And they ain't even stay that long.
I mean, it's expensive because I looked and I was like, I'm not spending $40.
Yeah, so basically they were spending $464 for a hotel, airfare and taxi was $620, and food is $390. So basically they're saying that they want people this year to save their money and be safe for spring break.
But that ain't what spring break is about. Spring break is about going to get lit.
I don't know about that lit part because I seen the Miami tweets and they out of pocket.
I don't know. I don't know the Miami tweets you speak of, but spring break is about, you know, letting loose, not being worried with school and stress-free.
But, yeah, them Miami tweets, people acting crazy, people doing things they ain't supposed to do. And thing y'all don't understand about, like, this can help you lose your job. You know, if they see you doing this and that on social media, like, you can lose your job doing that. Like, if you wilding, there's a difference from turning up and wilding.
Okay, you could turn up and
don't
post it.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
Don't post it. That's too easy.
Or don't do nothing you're going to regret.
Right, that too.
That's my advice for people that are going on spring break.
I mean,
but me, on the other hand, I'm trying to stack my paper up.
Me too.
Make this money. But that's it for the KSU news. We're going to go to the local news. They said today that the pollen is at the highest compared to the past 2 years.
I believe it because my voice is gone, my throat itches, and my eyes are watery. I believe it.
I'm sick and tired of this pollen because I'm tired of walking outside. My car goes from smoke gray to yellow. And I just washed it.
Don't wash it.
I mean, you got to skeet it off sometimes.
Man, you better.
Yeah. Like water.
You better spray it with a water hose.
Yeah. But, yeah, so the pollen is bad out there. I noticed a lot of people been getting sick. If you have allergies, make sure you stay with the medicine.
I mean, that's why you see a lot of people wearing
masks.
Yeah, the masks.
Yeah, I noticed
that. Because the pollen.
But, yeah, so pollen is at its highest. It's been raining lately, so it's been washing most of it away, but it's coming back because it's being springtime. And it is tornado and hurricane season, so y'all be careful out there, too.
It's hurricane season?
Yeah.
Already?
It's coming soon.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so another thing that's going on is about the Cobb team that was beaten in 2007. And now Six Flags has granted him $35 million, basically. In 2007, he was 19, and he was standing at a bus stop with his friend and his brother, and some gang members came and jumped him. And because he was in the area where Six Flags was at, he sued Six Flags and ended up winning. So basically, Six Flags is going to give him $33 million, and the people that jumped him are going to give him $2.8 million. And you're trying to figure out why Six Flags owe him money, right?
Yeah. How does Six Flags owe him money when, I mean, I guess because it was on their property?
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out.
But he getting jumped
didn't
have nothing to do with Six Flags.
Buddy almost lost his life. So
I mean, he did. I mean, now he paid, but, you know.
I guess he's saying that there should have been security or something around, and that happened.
So he was at, like, a public bus stop or, like, one of the little trolley stops. In the parking lot.
It just said he was at a bus stop. They didn't go into no details or nothing. I was trying to figure that out, too. I tried to look up more details about it. But they said he was near the Six Flags area because, you know, they own a lot of area.
Yeah, they own a lot of that.
So since he said that he was on that property, he's suing Six Flags, and he won. So now he's $35 million richer.
So what you're telling me, I need to go. Well, I was just at Six Flags yesterday.
You enjoy yourself?
I mean, you know, we was there for 4 hours and only rode 4 rides. You know how that go. Waited in line an hour for one ride and got to the front and the ride was broken.
Yeah.
So, everybody go get on the Great American Scream Machine. It's running backwards. It's fun. It's better backwards, actually.
Limited time only.
Limited time only. Hopefully, y'all got season passes like me.
But, yeah. So, Cobb County has been dealing with a lot of crime. A student was arrested and charged for several sexual crimes after an allegedly incident at school. A South Cobb student was arrested and charged for child molestation after he tried to pull a girl into the copy room at school. And this guy was 17 and the girl's 14.
you know.
Yeah.
I digress.
That's bad because you that desperate to pull somebody.
I digress again.
To pull somebody into a copy room at school, and she 3 years younger than you, ain't nothing to do with the age, but still, like, you know you're going to get in trouble for that.
Age? That's the whole problem.
But I'm saying, like, that...
The whole problem
the
is
fact
age.
The fact that you're trying to do something like that in school and pulling somebody into it, into a copy room while stuff like that is going on, like...
I mean, I see what you're saying, but, like...
But...
Age 17, 14... She can't give consent.
But,
not in the state of Georgia, anyway.
But they're trying to make it seem like he pulled her in the copy room without, like, just pulled her in there. So, basically, he's going to jail.
Well, he probably did.
And his bail bond will be $27,720. So.
Tragic.
And he was released Friday, so. Hey. Get your mind right. Be careful. Don't do stuff like that. And if you feel like you want to talk to a girl and feel that type of way, step the other way. Please do.
Let that go.
Right. So, all right. So, now we're in the celebrity news and trends. So, let's talk about this Fortnite, though.
Fortnite, I'm going to tell you. I just got a new PS4. And, you know, I'm trying to get all my games and stuff, you know. And everybody keep telling me about Fortnite.
I mean, I've been playing Fortnite, me and my roommate. It's all right.
I'm going to go download it after the radio show, to be honest, just to check it out.
Yeah, I'm not into the, like, how you just die and then, like, you have to find a new game.
I mean,
It's like a shooter, basically. Kind of like a Grand Theft Auto slash, but it's good for everybody.
It's like cartoon kind of
It's cartoon-like game, basically, where you're playing online. It's free. That's why a lot of people have been playing
online.
It.
Oh, see, I need some more friends on PlayStation Network.
But basically, they said that 40 million people be playing in the U.S. alone. So it is a popular game. If you got a PlayStation, or you can play it on your cell phone now, because they got it on the cell phone now.
Ooh, I ain't got no.
They got Fortnite on the cell phone now. So basically, if you want to go play it on your phone, you can play it. But
like, it's the same account, like from your PS4 to.
It's not gonna convert over, but you basically doing the same thing. You basically got to start over, but. Basically, you're not stuck with one character. They switch your character each time you play. You know what I'm saying? You just add on mods and onto the character.
We're going to see later because we're going to play.
But, yeah, so this is a popular game, and everybody been playing it. You got videos on YouTube and stuff where people been sitting in class playing the game, even when the teacher teaching. There's one student sitting there playing the game, and the teacher, like, stopped playing the game. He just had an attitude. So limit your time playing this game, and don't act crazy when somebody tells you stop playing this game. But next, I want to talk about Blac Chyna. So Blac Chyna, if you don't know, was on social media swinging a stroller around at Six Flags. And basically, it was because her boyfriend, NBN Almighty J, he got
what
it to...
What
is that? He's a new rapper.
Who?
He's a
Say
new rapper.
Say that one more time, because...
NBN... Almighty J.
I can't. That's a joke.
He's a new rapper.
That is a joke.
And basically, he got into an altercation with some ladies, and one of them grabbed Dream, which is Blac Chyna's daughter, and she picked up the stroller and started swinging it. So after that went viral.
So her first thought was to swing a stroller.
Yes, and if you haven't seen it, it's on social media everywhere. But basically, she picked it up. And after she done that, she had a contract with a company that sells strollers, which is called Mommy. Basically, they dropped her because of that.
I mean, she deserved to be dropped.
Yeah, because it's making
her company
look bad.
You're not representing the company.
They're making her company look bad. And you know Blac Chyna don't had bad run-ins with the sex tape scandal and different things like that.
She
so that's,
life together.
That's really making it look bad on the company because she got into that altercation. So I understand where they come from.
I mean,
dropping.
You should pick and choose wisely when you get to represent your company. You already see. You got to look at past history.
Right. So
track record.
Exactly. So it's kind of like one of them think before you do moments.
Right, but I mean,
just know everybody watching, especially with social media, the first thing they go to is your social media for jobs. And if your account's not private, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, your account ain't even got to be private. Just
but
don't
majority of the time, majority of the time, when the account's not private, it makes it easier for them to look at it.
True.
So basically, think before you do, because bad things will happen. NCAA championship. Man, it was slick crazy.
March Madness.
March Madness was crazy. A lot of buzzer beaters.
Buzzer beaters. One seed losing to 16 seeds.
Yes, and that was crazy too.
I didn't even. Did you make a bracket?
No, I didn't.
I didn't make
a bracket. Because I didn't want to waste my time because that stuff is stressful.
I didn't even make a bracket.
Yeah, that junk's stressful. But basically, for the women's, Notre Dame won 61-58 off a buzzer beater.
I saw the end of that game, and that was a good shot. That was a good shot. It was well defended too. Like, it wasn't no, like, you know, just easy shot. Like, their inbound play. Like, I don't even think, listening to the interview, I don't even think she was supposed to get the ball. Somebody
exactly.
else was supposed to get the ball,
but
they weren't open. They weren't open, so she cut to the ball and just slid the clock. And then let it go. With a hand, I'm talking about that girl was literally in her face.
And make so bad, that was her second buzzer beater.
In a row. She hit the buzzer beater against UConn.
She hit it to get there, and she hit it to end it. So, basically, she shot in the both games. So, after they got
her.
I would say her name, but I don't want to butcher it. So, she was number 24 for Notre Dame. Look her up.
Shout out to her.
Because I don't want to butcher her name. But basically, after that game, people were hitting her up on social media, mostly NBA players, telling her congratulations. Kobe said she had the mama mentality both games. So if you get props from Kobe, you know you
right.
did something.
You did it. You did something right.
So then we're going to talk about the men's. Villanova came out on top, and they beat Michigan 79-62. I kind of knew that it was going to come out like that because the game before, Villanova was – one dude on Villanova team hit 10 threes out of 11.
He was straight out gunning.
I kind of figured that Villanova was gonna come in strong and go ahead and take that W.
But isn't that what their second title?
That's
in the
second
last couple
two
of
three
years.
Years. Yeah, because they won one the year after North Carolina won.
I mean, they doing something right.
Yeah,
scouting, coaching.
They said the coach phenomenal.
So, they doing something right.
But, yeah, so Villanova came out on top, and
after them.
They shining. So, Keisha, you want to tell everybody why you went ghost?
Oh, why I went ghost?
Why you went ghost?
I went ghost for about 6-7 weeks.
Yeah. Ain't seen my best friend in a month and a half. Ain't had nobody to go eat with and go bowling with.
That's why the show was on hold. I am now a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority.
Congrats.
Incorporated.
Congrats.
Appreciate it, you know. So, I'm back. Back and better.
Back and better. Mindset back for a major comeback.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's why my voice is on from the show last weekend.
But, yeah, she really did her thing out there, though. I was out there recording her. She did her thing. And I'm proud of her because it takes a lot of
time and energy
to get out there because you're going to be sitting there like, man, why I'm really doing this. I'm pretty sure.
It was worth it. It was worth it all in the end. Shout out to my moms and grandmas. Yeah. Paving the way.
Right. But now we're about to get to the main subject. Main subject of the day is if someone proposed and the other person says no, is the relationship over? You're testing the water, too.
See, I asked my line sisters, and most of them are in relationships. So, of course, they all said, yes, it's over. They didn't even explain.
Yeah.
They gave me no explanation. They was just like, we're done. That's it.
Yeah, I'm pretty much on board with that one. If I sat there and took the time and I thought that you were like, okay, she ready, I might as well propose. and you say no, and I'm in a group in front of a group of people,
man,
I'm like, you know what, you're going to have to give me some time alone.
I mean, but it's better than y'all get to the wedding day and she leave you at the altar.
True. Or y'all can get married and she want a divorce right off the bat, because I don't see that happening.
It could be a Kim Kardashian type thing.
So
you don't want that.
So, but still, like, you took the time. You never know what you done. You don't put out there. And you be like, do you want to marry me? And she say no. Like, that's kind of going to hurt you, because you're like, dang, I thought me and you both were ready. But I feel like if you going about to propose, like, be around the bush with it. Like, throw some questions out there to make her see what her mind at. Pick her brain
on it. You ain't even got to do that. Why don't you just sit down and have a conversation about it? That's really how you know, sit down and have a conversation.
But, yeah, so basically, that's how I feel about the situation. You know, I got some people here with me, my homies. They about to tell you how they feel about the situation.
Go ahead, tell them who you are.
What's going on? This your boy, Dave. Y'all, I'm type of, and if I mess around and propose, and you tell me no, well, first of all, it's about a, you know, I just broke it down to somebody not too long ago now.
Go ahead.
It's about a 35-cent chain, you know what I'm saying? We make it bad to friends and stuff like that. Stay for me, making my girlfriend.
Right.
It's about a 20-cent chain, you know what I'm saying? We be serious. About a 12% chance I'm finna propose in the first place.
He right.
That chance is slight, real slim. And you got, I'm telling you, got to be top of the line, quality.
Mama like it, grandma like it.
Yeah, yeah. My grandma got like
yeah.
it. And it's a slim chance she like it, so we just might have to.
We might have gotta get grandma.
We have to be boyfriend and girlfriend until we about 85 years old. We can do something.
But yeah. Yeah, so it takes a little. That little bit of energy, you like, okay, I'm ready to marry this girl, you know, or a girl to say, oh, I'm ready to marry this guy. But 9 times 10, somebody going to want it more than the other. Starting out. So from my
of
point
course.
Of view, I'm just waiting on all my homeboy to get married. I'm waiting on y'all.
They put me in the wedding and send me invites.
Groomsman.
I don't need my cowboy boots on.
I see.
Not
the cowboy boots.
The cowboy
boots. But, yeah, so, like, we're proposing. That's a serious step in life, because you basically asking that person, do you want to be with me forever?
Forever.
That's
do you part.
When you say I do at your wedding, that's a contract. So think about that before you take that extra step.
Again, like I said before, talk about it. Like, I don't think, hopefully, you know, don't nobody just go out here and just think, you know, oh, I'm going to go propose, and I ain't even talked. You ain't even talked to your significant other to see, you know, where they head at or anything like that.
Yeah, I know I asked a couple people in my class, and some of them are saying, like, yeah, we should stay together because basically we done went through this and that, and I'm pretty sure that person will want to start over, you know what I'm saying, like that. But me, on the other hand, I mean,
everybody's different.
Everybody's different.
Everybody look at it from a different point of view, you know, depending on, I guess, how long they've been together or their circumstances at that point. Maybe they will just be like, you know, we can still stick it out, you know, let me know when you're ready. Or, I mean.
Main point is make sure you're ready, though, because you don't want to say yes and then. 2 days
later. Yeah,
don't
give no false answer.
2 days later, you be like,
oh,
I don't want to do this anymore. Or I actually sat down and thought about it. So basically, with that situation, just it's like another think before you do situation. Like I said, me, on the other hand, I'm gonna pick whoever my future wife is mine before I propose to her. Because just see where I head it, just like, okay, like, are you cool with this? Are you cool with that? Because a lot of people be getting married and realize that they didn't know this about the other person until they got married, so, or till they make the extra step. So I feel like I'm going to pick mine before I do that extra step. What you think about that, Mr. Bond?
Yeah, what a great question, guys, as well. Hey, Rondi and Acacia, we got a caller on. We'll let the caller come on first here and see if he or she wanted to say something about the program tonight. Caller, we're going to put your last four digits only. And everybody on the planet, we're listening to the Ron D. Global Internet Radio Show. And your last four digits are 7950. 7950, you're live on the air with Ron D. and Acacia. Caller, 7950, you're live on the air if you wanted to come on. Caller 7950. You may be on mute. We'll give you a few seconds there. All right.
Yeah.
No problem. All right. No problem. Hey, what a great question, though, guys. I tell you, that's a powerful and it's very, very serious. I got three things to say about that in a minute here. One thing for sure, you need to date at least 3 years. At least 3 years today. I think you should date a long time, guys, a long time today, because it ain't no joke out there. There's so much going on today. It's just different today. And I highly recommend you date for 3 years. And secondly, you should be good friends. Hopefully by that time, you'll be real good friends. You'll learn each other and things like that. Because it ain't no joke out there. Just trying to make a living or run a business together, you know, whatever you want to do, it's going to be very, very challenging. And you better have each other's back or things won't work too well, you know. And the other thing, like you said, Acacia, too, is to ask questions. You all need to sit down. Ask questions, talk, you know, just get to know about each other but much as possible. But ask the right questions. Don't be afraid to ask the right questions. You may lose a friend behind it, but that's okay. At least you know the answer, right, by that time as well.
Right.
But no doubt about it. But you got to have the conversation. Like Acacia said, you got to communicate, guys. That's the key. Don't assume anything. This is like going to the moon. When that rocket is going to the moon, it ain't no turning back till you get there, you know?
Right.
So
People
don't communicate nowadays.
Yeah, you got to communicate.
Right, communication is key.
That is the key, man. Back to you, Roddy. What a great program, guys. Awesome, awesome topic. Wow, everybody needs to hear this one.
But yeah, like Mr. Vaughn said, I'll give it 3 years. Give it at least 3 years
because
y'all convincingly, like, no. Because basically you spent all that time with each other. Y'all been around each other that long. So y'all basically know, like, what each other's weaknesses and strengths is.
So what if we flip that table and say they high school sweetheart? Then what? What if they say no?
I mean, y'all too young to think about marriage.
Like, I'm saying, like, they dated, you know.
Oh, they dated
through high school.
Through college, and they
graduated college, and then he proposed, and she say no. Nope.
Then I feel like she or he weren't really feeling it from the start. Because if y'all been together that long and y'all done been through all that.
All those years.
And he say no, he or she say no. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, partner. But majority of the time they do end up getting married.
Right.
That's a rare case. If that is the case, you might want to check who or he or she been around because he or she either doing something they ain't supposed to or somebody don't talk them out of it. So
true.
So that's the thing with that. So it's a hit or miss. But shout out to everybody that that's listening to the show. If y'all want to speak y'all opinion, just hit us up on social media and we'll put y'all opinion out there. Sorry, I'm messing with this mic real quick. But, yeah, so if y'all have an opinion out there and y'all want to talk about it, just DM it or put it in the comments, and we'll talk about it on the show.
For sure. Did the caller ever come back or we don't know what happened?
They just been on mute and they didn't realize it.
Yeah, not yet. They're still online with us, guys, but I don't know if they wanted to talk or not. They kind of gave me an indication, but they didn't say anything, so we'll keep it moving.
I don't even recognize that number.
I don't recognize numbers. But that's pretty much what we got for tonight. Any last remarks, Mr. Vaughn?
Yeah, fantastic show, guys, without a doubt. Just let everybody know how to follow you guys on Instagram because, you know, everybody is on social media today with their phone. So how can we get in touch with you guys through social media?
All right, follow me on Instagram at Ron_MC
And you can follow me, excuse my voice once again, at Queen_Acacia, QUEEN_C CACIAAA. That's three A's at the end.
Hey, Chavo, you want to shout out your social media?
Hey, shout out to Chavo for being on the
shout
show.
Shout out to Chavo for being our guest
was
today.
That, was it, all right. You can follow me on Snapchat at Genius Backwards with a Z.
Oh.
G-U-I-N-E-Z. Or you can follow me on Instagram at underscore Chavo, C underscore C-H-A-V-O-O-O. Three O's at the end of that.
I appreciate you being on the show, bro.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, that's our last remarks. If y'all got anything to say or hit us up, you know to follow us on that.
Fantastic. What a great show. Rondi and Acacia, we're so excited for you guys, and you guys keep it moving and keep Kennesaw State up there hopping and popping. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Rondi and Acacia on the Rondi Global Internet Radio Program. Hey, get back with us as soon as possible, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. But we'll be back here. We're here every first and second. I'm sorry, every first and third Wednesday of each
yes,
month,
sir.
Where you can tap into Rondi and Acacia's wisdom and information about what's going on in our community and at the college level as well. You guys have been great. Y'all take care. Have a good one.
All right. We'll see you guys
next time. All right. Bless you now.
All
bye-bye.
Right.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Rondi Global Radio Network. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.